News Talk 1620, I'm with senior Yale leader Drew Nelson. We're going to talk a little bit about some special Yale practices tomorrow, including one for the rededication of the YMCA building.
Yeah, so typically we'll have midnight Yale practices the night before each home game, and that's at Kyle Field, of course, at midnight. And we also do midnight Yale practices on the road. Whatever city the team is playing in, we'll do a midnight Yale. And then kind of take over the town at midnight. And so this is going to be special tomorrow because, of course, we're playing the number one team in the nation. They're undefeated. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this football season, especially now that A&M is moving up in the rankings. And so we wanted to have a Yale practice to send the team off. And we were able to get the team to commit to coming and Coach Sumlin to commit to coming to the Yale practice, and it's going to be at Kyle Field tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's not at midnight because it's a school day, but that's okay. And you know, that works out a lot better for the team and for Coach Sumlin because normally they're not able to ever come to the Yale practices because it's so late the night before a game. So it'll be nice for them to actually get to experience a Yale practice and kind of see the excitement that the 12th man has for this team as they go and take on the number one team in the nation.
Are any of them going to speak tomorrow?
I don't think anybody from the team is going to speak, but Coach Sumlin is going to speak, which the students right now are really, really obsessed with Coach Sumlin, is the best way to put it. So I think, he's going to get a very good reception from the students that are there. It starts at 6 p.m. It's completely free, and parking on the west side of Kyle is going to be open. You're not going to need a parking pass or anything to park there. I think that starts after 5. It's going to be open, and then after Yale practice, you'll have to get your car out of there. But no, it doesn't cost anything, and it's going to be set up just like a normal midnight Yale practice. For those that are familiar with that, you can just go ahead and park and walk in. And it's the only gate that's going to be open is the northeast gate, the student entrance from the northeast. So like the one that's closest to G. Raleigh White. Everybody can walk into there and have a great time.
Sounds good. Please tell me a little bit about the Yale practice that's going to be at the YMCA building.
Yeah, we're rededicating the YMCA building. I think that's at 3 p.m. So the YMCA building had been shut down for a long time. And then it was going to reopen, and then it had some flooding problems. That's where we had a big rainstorm not too long ago. And so now they're finally going to officially rededicate the YMCA building. And it's cool because the first Yale practice ever was actually held at the YMCA building. And so that's why it's significant for us. And, after home victories at Kyle Field, we still go to the YMCA building and have a Yale practice right there on the steps. So that building is very important for the Yale leaders and for the 12th man and for the spirit of Texas A&M. So it's really neat that we get to be a part of that. And that starts at 3 o'clock.
Is that where they throw people in the fountain?
It's nearby. Yeah. So we get thrown after we win a home football game, we get thrown in the fountain and then we walk over to the YMCA building to have a victory Yale practice.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite thing about all of Midnight Yale?
The mugging down tradition is the best part of Midnight Yale for sure. at the end of Yale practice, they turn off all the lights at Kyle Field and you get to kiss your date. So that's a pretty special tradition.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, this is really to get the team to let everybody know that the student body and the whole community is really behind this team as they go on to take on Alabama. And so, it's set up for students, but really we want everybody from the community to come out. If you're an A&M fan or if you're a former student, you're living in the area, like come on out because it's going to be a lot of fun. And Coach Sumlin getting to speak, like, you're not going to have a lot of opportunities to see Coach Sumlin speak like this and address the crowd like this. And so it's going to be a very unique opportunity and really a lot of fun. So if there's anybody in the community that wants to come out at 6 p.m., it's the perfect time for it. So I hope, we hope to see you guys out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's senior Yale leader Drew Nelson. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.